wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Neighbor, halt right where you are. This only would I know of you. Is your name enrolled in heaven? Men are proud to have their names in public places and charmed to be placed on honor rolls or the lists of the famous. But these achievements are so short-lived as those more worthy arise and they are displaced. It is vain to seek honor from this world, for it passes so quickly away. But to be honored by God in heaven is permanent and eternal. Our Lord Jesus told his disciples not to be jubilant over their successes here on earth, but rather rejoice that their names are written in heaven. And in God's word we read of the assembly, the church, who are enrolled in heaven. The real church of God is composed of all born-again Christians the world around. And that church has but one role, and it is kept in heaven, and is called the Lamb's Book of Life. Tell me, neighbor, is your name on that heavenly roll? Now don't say, no one can know that, for the roll is kept in heaven. The Lord's disciples knew it and could rejoice in that blessed assurance that their names were in that book of life, enrolled on its holy pages. Now, don't you want to know that too? Others may in indifference respond thus, what does it matter? So why should I care? Heaven answers such with these solemn words, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What then could matter more to your eternal peace and joy? Our God has many books. First, he has a book we know as the Holy Bible, with his 66 little books, the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, yet written by men as they were moved by God the Holy Spirit. Second, then God has a book of remembrance in which he writes when his redeemed people speak often one to another of their Lord whom they love and whom they fear. Let all the Lord's people fill that book as we speak of our blessed Lord and Savior. Amen. Third, then God has great volumes of books in which he has recorded all the sins of the lost, the wicked, sins of deeds and desires, of things said and done, sins coming out of their own desperately wicked hearts. These books will be opened at the great white throne judgment, where they will be charged with those sins and judged out of those things which are written in the books. Fourth, then there is the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this Book of Life is his. No one else dare touch it, neither angels nor men. On its pages are the names of the true Christians, the Lord's redeemed people of all ages, the real sheep of Christ, whom he knows as his own. He said, I know my sheep and am known of mine. No pretender or hypocrite is on that roll, even though they profess and get baptized and do church work. Since this is his book of life, he guards it so no one can write in it. True, the Holy Bible is God's word, but God entrusted the pen to the hands of men, his prophets, evangelists, and apostles. But when it comes to the book of life, he never allows anyone to touch that pen. He only, and he alone, writes in that book. So, no priest or rabbi or preacher can write your name on those holy pages, nor can Mary or the Pope. Nor can godly parents or a Christian mate. So don't waste your time or money in trying to get such to inscribe your name on those unstained pages. Whose names are in that book? How did they get them there? It is the book of life, and only those who have heard the voice of Jesus as he called them out of death and into life have their names in that book. It is the book of life. And our Lord Jesus said, I am the life. And God's word says, he that hath the Son hath life. This life is in his Son. You cannot give yourself that eternal life, for it is to be born of God, and thus made by a divine miracle a child of God. But God will not impart this divine life to you except as you repent of your many sins and then receive his Son Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, as his word says. To as many as received him, they become God's sons by being born of God. When you thus receive the only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to be your own, to submit to him and trust in him, he will receive you to be one of his own, and with a pen in his pierced hand, he will write your name in his book of life. As he does this, peace with God will calm your sin-tossed conscience, and you will rejoice that your name is written in heaven in the Lamb's book of life, and you shall never be numbered with those who shall hear their final verdict. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But remember, you must have this heart-to-heart and mouth-to-mouth experience with the living Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit of God. Don't settle for less. Now, this matter is not only personal, very personal, but it also demands your immediate attention. So now look with me as I put the spotlight of divine revelation on Jesus Christ as he sits on his throne in heaven. He has a book. It is the book of life. And he is writing the names of those in far-off lands who turn to him as their only Lord and Savior. Now observe that book. Where is he writing those names? It is not the middle of the book, nor near the end, but it seems like the last pages, and it may be the very last page. And he may be writing the last names, and then he will close the book and will come again. Neighbor, it is the last time and your last opportunity. Don't miss it. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and return unto the Lord. Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for the master is risen up and is about to shut the door. Strive, that means to agonize in desperate earnestness, and don't rest until you know and can rejoice that your name is written in heaven in the Lamb's book of life. May God grant it. Amen. Now let me explain further what I mean by a real heart-to-heart experience with the living Lord Jesus Christ. Don't think this is just a religious exercise you have learned in your head and you rehearse it and get saved that way. And don't think it is just a plan of salvation you learn of and count it good and you endorse it. Religion today bluffs people with such performances and they sign up at the call for members. What is the difference between such maneuvers and a real heart-to-heart experience with the Lord Jesus? You have often seen the methods of this religious world. Now turn and see the reality. See there, alone with God, a lost sinner, with tears of shame, confessing his wicked sins to God, and in real repentance calling on God for his mercy. Then the heavenly light breaks through, and he sees Jesus, the blessed Lord Jesus, who died for his sins, now risen and alive in heaven. He hears the Lord Jesus call him, "Come unto me, ye heavy laden sinner, I will give you rest and receive you to be mine forever." Then tears of amazement flow to think of such grace, and he cries, "Lord Jesus, I come to thee to be my Lord and Savior. I will trust thee to cleanse me and save me and change me. I love thee, and I want to live for thee, Lord Jesus Christ." This is that heart-to-heart and mouth-to-mouth personal experience with the Savior of lost sinners you must have. Don't settle for less. You can have it today, now. The move is yours to take. The choice is yours to make. And I assure you, after 66 years of experience, you'll never regret that real hard decision. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through His servant, David Brinkman.
In looking through my tears one day, I saw Mount Calvary. Beneath the cross there flowed a stream of grace enough for me. Grace fathomless as the sea, grace flowing from Calvary. Grace enough for eternity. Grace enough for me. While standing there, my trembling heart, once full of agony, could scarce believe the sight I saw of grace enough for me. Grace fathomless as the sea, grace flowing from Calvary. For eternity, grace enough for me. When I am safe within the veil, my portion there will be to sing all the years to come of grace enough for me. Grace fathomless as the sea, grace flowing from Calvary, grace enough for eternity.